Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
Here tonight, it is Ian,
Steve Classic,
and Sniggy.
The big, you know, headlines that are hitting this weekend is Donald Trump himself has been speaking, you know, on his Truth Social, I believe it's called. He still hasn't yet gone back to Twitter, even though they've unbanned him from Twitter and I think unbanned him from Facebook. He has yet to resume expressing himself on those platforms, preferring to keep it in-house. And he said this weekend that he's expecting to be arrested on Tuesday for, I guess, some kind of misdemeanor charge in regards to him paying off that stripper or the...
Stormy Daniels,
it's right? Fake news. Don't believe it. It's fake news.
I don't know.
Well, he probably really did pay her off. I don't know.
I'm sure he did.
Probably. Yeah.
So I don't know what the alleged crime is there. It sounds like a victimless one.
Victimless crime.
I totally forgot about that until I recently saw it filter back into the news. I'm like, oh, we're still doing this?
Old news.
And does this have anything to do with like the thing that's going on in Georgia with that jury? Or this is something, this is
what's
New
going
York
on in
City,
Georgia?
The New York City prosecutor.
This is, yeah, I think New York, right, what's right, happening right. in Georgia?
Oh, I don't know. I can't even keep track of all the Trump stuff.
Well,
I don't.
And is this the best they can do against him?
It's
really?
A distraction. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there's more coming later, but the story from the Daily Mail is that a former federal prosecutor warned Saturday that Donald Trump's social media post sharing details of his expected arrest could see him denied bail. Trump claimed on his Truth, which seems unbelievable.
I doubt that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's claimed on his Truth Social account the Manhattan DA's office will arrest him Tuesday, which is nice to get that kind of a heads up,
yeah.
You know, that you're going to get arrested.
Right, we have all Monday to talk about it.
Yeah. What? They didn't just bust his door down and kidnap him?
No bear cat.
Wow.
That's
Trump,
you know,
Tower.
That's the nice thing when you've got that executive privilege, basically. Yeah. You're connected, you know the right people, so they tell you when they're going to arrest you. I would have appreciated that.
A little heads up.
If they had done that for us.
Just a knock on the door,
or
anything.
Even, you know, during the daytime instead of 6 a.m.
Right.
Yeah. So he's
at least
not
make it 7. I mean, come on, 8 o'clock.
Trump claimed that he's going to be arrested Tuesday. So that's probably a good indicator that this is really going to happen. I mean, there's been a lot of speculation about this for months now. Ever since they raided his house, what
Mar-a-Lago?
Was that, like a year ago? Most of a year?
Right, with the classified documents.
Yeah,
right.
That was over the classified documents, though, so that was a whole different thing.
Yeah, but that was like the first moment when I realized that, oh my God, they might actually do something to him. Because my viewpoint prior to that was, nah, he's a former president. They don't touch those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, even though he's Trump.
He's in the club.
Yeah,
that's what you would think. And Peakless Mountaineer, our Saturday night co-host, he's always said that even though Trump was sort of in the club, he's not in the inner circle.
Yeah.
So he's not one of them, even though he made it to those
levels.
He's
not in the 33rd degree.
Well, I guess he wasn't part of the family tree. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that.
No,
there was
that?
Like a third grader that did a school project and found out that somehow all of the presidents after like whatever... since George Washington have been related, even Obama.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
So, but Trump wasn't. So he's not in the family. So I don't know.
He's not in the incest. or whatever.
I think this thing's coming up for Tuesday. So they're going to make a big splash about this. And in the meantime, 30 banks are going to fail and get consolidated under Citibank or something like that. Oh, just, and by the way, in banking news.
Is this going to bury the banking disaster story?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
That's an interesting question. Trump was calling this weekend for people to protest. So he's saying, you know, hey, this is it. It's time to get back out into the streets, that kind of thing. All the while, and some of the libertarians pointed out, hey, look, you know, conservatives, this guy threw you under the bus before. So he wants you to go back out.
So does he want them to protest his arrest?
Yeah. Since we're talking about the potential for protests, Nikki, you have a story tonight about, I've seen the images, I've seen the fires being lit in France. Thousands of people, it looks like, very large number of people are in the streets there, but why?
So this is from the AP, violent protests in France over Macron's retirement age push. And from my understanding, Macron is their president.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is in Paris. Angry protesters took to the streets in Paris and other cities for a second day on Friday, trying to pressure lawmakers to bring down French President Emmanuel Macron's government and doom the unpopular retirement age increase he's trying to impose, without a vote in the National Assembly. Hmm. So I guess that's what they're mad about. They want to vote on it, and obviously they don't want it to be passed, because I'm not sure what their retirement age is now, but I'm assuming they're retiring in France a lot sooner than the average American is.
I was going to say, I wonder how much lower it is than here. What is it here? 65 right now?
Yeah.
67 and a half? 67 and a half?
Are
I don't
you
know.
Guessing?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's somewhere like you could start taking some Social Security benefits at that age.
I think it's 65.
But you can't work so many hours. I don't know. Like, I'm not a financial advisor.
Yeah.
And I know in France, they get their afternoon naps and their like 3 hour
vacation.
Lunch breaks. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
paid for by tax dollars.
I feel the same way as you, Steve, on this. Like, if you love what you do, why would you want to stop and then do nothing?
Yeah. I mean, people have to work on the highways. Yeah. They got to fill in the potholes.
I mean, some people really love what they do anyway, right? Like, garbage men, some of them really like it. They like they get the satisfaction of cleaning up. And
right.
It's like,
but I mean, like heavy physical labor, you
can only do so
you can
much.
Only do yeah. it so long.
But still, I mean, even if that's what I was doing, I would still want to like do something else because I
work in the office.
Nothing is more just sad to me than seeing an elderly person just sitting and just rotting away.
Well, you see what happens. Yeah, they get confused, and that's why the dementia starts to set in, and they start to become sedentary and weak because you need to be thinking. And that's why they tell elderly people after they retire, start doing Sudoku puzzles, learn a second language, keep reading, go to the gym, go on a walk, start doing yoga, something.
Right. Don't just sit there and watch TV all day.
Because they will start to deteriorate very quickly.
And don't be a Walmart greeter because they put a life insurance policy on you at Walmart.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The company takes out a life insurance policy on the greeters.
For the elderly greeters?
Oh, my gosh. Is that legal?
That's not a confirmation. That's just something
that's
I
a
heard.
Rumor. Okay.
Yeah, it's a rumor.
That's interesting. But
it's a good rumor.
All right. So the day after Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne invoked a special constitutional power to skirt a vote in the chaotic lower chamber, lawmakers on the right and left filed no confidence motions to be voted on Monday. So I don't know what that means, a no-confidence motion.
I don't know. In the context of this, I'm not sure. And in what do they have no confidence? Is it the
government?
The lower portion of the House or whatever
I guess so. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
So a festive protest by several thousand with chants, dancing, and a huge bonfire degenerated into a scene echoing the night before. Riot police charged and threw tear gas to empty the huge square from the National Assembly after troublemakers climbed scaffolding on a renovation site, arming themselves with wood because they don't have guns there. So they're armed with wood. They're climbing the scaffolding on the renovation site. They lobbed fireworks and paving stones at police in a standoff.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's a deadly weapon.
They're not messing around.
Yeah. Paving stone connecting with your head, that could be the end.
Yeah.
Right? So that's pretty serious.
So on Thursday night, security forces charged and used water cannons to evacuate the area.
Wow.
And small groups then set street fires in chic neighborhoods nearby.
You're on Free Talk Live. Caller, what's your name?
My name's Robert.
Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I lived and worked in Germany about half of my adult life. And in Germany, the retirement age, I believe, right now is 67. And I believe the retirement age in France right now is 62.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Germany and France, as part of the European Union, two major countries, are basically trying to get the European to be more similar rather than different from each other. And I think for that reason, and in Germany, there's a saying, the two extremes determine the middle. In other words, the middle of the road. And I think that France would probably logically have to increase its retirement age. And Germany, I don't think, will decrease it because Germans have the same problem. Their society is getting older and they have a huge population bulge. And consequently, in order to balance that out, they're all going to have to make the retirement age, particularly in France, a little higher.
Do they have, Robert, the equivalent of Social Security in Germany, wherein once you reach the retirement age, that's when the government retirement benefits start, the checks start coming in?
Yes, exactly. And and if you don't have,
well, that's why they're not going to want to raise it. I mean, there's no government in the world is going to. I'm sorry, lower. That's why Germany's not.
Right, they're
going to
hold
it
off as long as they can.
They're not going to ever lower it. They're never going to lower that. Why would they do that? That just means they got to pay more money out to people.
Right.
And that's why France wants to raise it, because then they don't have to pay as much money out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then the other thing in Germany is if you're broke, Germany will not let you starve by any means. Germany has probably this best welfare network in the world, Sozialnetz is what they call it, and they have their Sozialämter, social offices. They have even one at the hospital.
Well, that's so for people like you who actually think government welfare is somehow a good thing. To me, this whole what's going on in France is a perfect example of what welfare does to people. It creates an entitlement mentality where these people feel like they are owed something.
The victim dependence.
Class.
And then they destroy things when they don't get their way.
Right. Why didn't they use those water cannons on the fires they started? Instead of on the people. I mean, come on, put the fires out.
It's not as much fun for the police, I suspect.
In Germany, they'll never have that problem because Germans are very, very hard workers, and they believe in keeping things straight and the books straight as well. They don't believe in messing around. In Germany, in a corporation, a major corporation in Germany, any corporation in Germany, the best earning person in that corporation can't earn any more than 12 times as much as the smallest earner in that corporation. And they don't. In America, I heard right now it's up to. I think 350 people, 350 times or 250 times, let's say 250 times the least earning person in the corporation. So that it just shows you how far extreme it's gotten. As a matter of fact, that's why Daimler wanted to move its headquarters to Detroit. But the German government wouldn't allow that because they wanted to get around some of those kinds of laws.
I don't think that's a new thing, though, where there's some people who are very rich and some people who are poor. That's not like this is a new development. That's kind of historically been the case. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing.
No. In Germany, people, even the very wealthiest people in Germany, I know very powerful people in Germany. One of them, he rides around in a Polo. As a matter of fact, I studied law there, and he was my law professor. And he took me out to meet his family. They were riding in a Volkswagen Polo. And he made that clear that we're riding in a Polo here.
So what?
I don't know what that means.
Cheap car.
That means that they're very, very modest, and they take pride in being modest. You won't find Germans.
So you're saying there was a? Did I hear you right? You're saying there's a restriction on what CEOs can get paid there.
Yes. If CEO can't get paid can't get paid any more than 12 times as much as the least earning person in his company.
Is that a government law, or is that just kind of a culture thing?
It has to be a law.
I do believe that's a government law.
Yeah.
It has to be a law because it prevents people. Yeah, it prevents people from getting paid what they're actually worth. That's what a free market would allow for people to get paid what they're worth. And if you think they're getting paid too much, then don't buy their products. Jerome wanted to talk about this Trump thing, and you mentioned Stormy Daniels. She's this like porn star apparently, or one time porn star. That was involved with Trump. But what is the story here, Jerome? Why do you believe that the arrest is going to happen? What are the charges what is the charge going to be? Give us the scoop here.
Hey, Jerome needs to remember one thing. Snitches get stitches. It was me. I'm the one that snitched on him. It was my fault.
What do you mean?
Look, you can't, during this campaign, this came out, and they tried to bury it. He had his lawyer paying this woman money because she was going to come public with that story about him.
And, what was she going to say about him, though? I mean, what was the scandal? I honestly didn't pay close attention to it.
She was probably going to say he's got a small you-know-what. But you can't say that.
Oh,
you
that would be hilarious.
About the president like that.
That would
What's
be hilarious if that was what all of this came from.
You can't talk about the president like that.
Well, he wasn't the president at that time, right? Or what?
I don't think so. I think it was years before.
Wasn't the scandal with her on the run-up to the election? Didn't that happen?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even remember.
2016.
So it was during the campaign.
Yeah, it was during the campaign, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he wasn't the president yet.
Yeah, but he was about to be.
And he still got elected, so apparently the people allegedly didn't care.
Well, I mean, you heard some of the things he said. Remember the secret recording
of him? Grab her by the whatever.
Yeah, that he still got elected, even though he said that kind of stuff.
It's gross.
Like the grandmother, you know.
Yeah, yeah, the thing you can't say on the radio in that context. So we don't really know what she was going to do, but whatever it was, he wanted to pay her off. What is the charge, though? Like, what are you thinking is going to... What are they going to get him with on this?
Hey, whatever she was going to do, they done already did. So there's that. No, it's got a lot of something to do with campaign finance laws and stuff, you know, and trying to cover stuff up. Like what they did with Clinton when they found out about Monica. Oh, how far did they run with that? They're still running with that one 20-something years later. So he didn't want that to come up, man. He felt like that was going to damage the campaign, and he might have been right. And then you got the phone call with the lawyer. Hey, what are we going to do? We going to pay him with a check? No. We got to pay him in cash. Yes. Yeah, right.
I just want to know what the crime is. Like, if you pay somebody to keep quiet.
Yeah, is that illegal?
If they have information and you pay them to not reveal that information... I mean, she didn't blackmail him. She's not the one being arrested. That would be illegal, right? Like, if you come to somebody and say, I know what you did, and I'm going to tell everyone unless you pay me, that's blackmail. But she's not the one who's going to get picked up here, right? So
yeah, but there was another story about a woman that accused him that he had an affair with, where they killed that story. You know, they bought her off. And
well, there were several women that came out, right?
Oh, really? Do tell, more than me.
I thought it was. I thought that all these people signed NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, and there was really nothing there legally.
I just remember when the whole Stormy Daniels thing, when I first heard about that, then all of a sudden, like 15 different women were like, "Yeah, he did it to me too," or "Yeah, he's a creep." Yeah, I heard him say that. I mean,
of course he's a creep. Yeah. He's a politician. He's a power seeker. I mean, every one of these guys is a creep. Look at Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, watch your tongue. Watch your tongue.
Wait a minute. Haven't you seen Joe? Wait a minute.
Yeah, like touching 6-year-old girls and sniffing their heads.
Yeah, I mean, Trump's got...
That's worse, I think.
We don't know what Trump's into, okay? He's smart enough to, like, not show it on public television or whatever, whenever he's on camera. But Joe Biden is so brazen, he's just doing this stuff right out in the open. Sam is in Ohio. Why anyone trusts any politicians? Like, hello, they're all scum.
Hello.
But Sam, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with what you were saying. Why can anyone agree with any of them? They're just temporary agreements, if that.
They're temporary what?
Agreements, if that even, in terms of trusting a politician.
A temporary agreement?
Yeah, like in terms of like they're promising something's going to be permanent, but it isn't really permanent, so it might as well just be temporary.
Oh, they're just promises. I mean, they always say things to get elected,
but
and then
that's
what
I mean by that.
They go against.
Yeah, they're empty.
Yeah. Can't believe anything they say. They just want power, and then when they get the power, they do whatever it is that keeps the power and that helps their buddies and punishes their enemies. That's just the way of the world.
Promises to fill in the potholes before the snowstorm.
Go ahead, Sam.
What I was thinking about when I was calling in is there's supposedly going to be an indictment against Trump, and it seems like they're worried people are going to protest or something over it.
Yeah, that's definitely in the news this weekend. It doesn't seem like the protests have materialized yet. Maybe the people are waiting for Tuesday and to see if he actually does get arrested. Or maybe Trump has lost the following that he thinks he has, and he's not going to be able to generate the kind of protests that he's hoping for. Who knows? But we'll see probably in the next 48 hours or so. Sam?
Yeah, just seems like something that could get out of hand, and then they argue anyone that's out is supporting it or something.
More domestic terrorists.
Indeed. I mean, we're seeing what they're doing with these people from January 6th, where they're acting as though essentially an unauthorized tour of the Capitol building is somehow the greatest threat that the United States
insurrection
has ever seen. Worse than 9/11, some people say.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what a joke.
But I'm saying them using this as like a martial law type event.
They may very well. They may very well. I mean, at the very least in D.C. they might. I don't know what it would look like.
Well, it's probably problem, reaction, solution. Well, there's more domestic terrorists. Now we really have to do something. to stop these protests.
Yeah, and you better believe the federal agents are going to be in the midst of these protests.
Yeah.
The FBI, you know, CIA, they're going to be undercover.
They always are.
FedEx.
They're going to try to whip things up even worse than January 6th because it's going to look worse, right? Like January 6th was just about him having the quote-unquote election stolen. Now they're literally going to potentially kidnap him.
Now it's Trump's MO. This is what he does. He incites riots. That's his thing. We got to get rid of him.
And maybe this will be the excuse for Facebook to ban him again, right, before he's even picked up the account again. I don't know, Sam. It'll definitely be one worth watching. Was there anything else you wanted to share?
You see the UBS bailout of Credit Suisse?
Yeah, I didn't have it in show prep for tonight, but that was news over the weekend. UBS, which is some other Swiss bank, I don't know what it stands for, United Bank of Switzerland, but they are bailing out to the tune of $2 billion. They're buying up Credit Suisse, which is really not a lot of money. They're basically giving them pennies on the dollar for the amount of whatever
buying up
value.
Their shares or whatever.
Yeah, they're buying it all up, apparently. And the Swiss government is guaranteeing a line of credit of $100 billion. To UBS in return as a thanks.
The Swiss taxpayers are on the hook.
This up. Correct.
Right. Oh,
correct.
That's great.
Yeah, awesome. Did I summarize that correctly, Sam?
Yes. And the line of credit, I'm assuming, is for if they have a bank run on UBS, it'll cover that bank run.
Well, supposedly. I'm going to the bank tomorrow.
Right? Maybe you won't be alone on that one.
We'll,
I don't know.
Get in line.
It doesn't seem like the panic has really caught. There weren't any lines at the banks that I saw this week, so people are still not yet aware of what's going on.
Yeah, I got some Federal Reserve notes out last week.
Yeah. Get it out while while you still can. Mm-hmm. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David in Georgia.
Hello, it's been a while.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, this whole UBS and this whole bank failure type thing, I just saw an article today that was talking about Google search trends for like bank failure and bank run and things like that have been way up since these banks went down. And you mentioned on a couple of shows that you didn't see any bank runs. Lines outside the branches and everything.
Not since Saturday of last weekend when there was social media posts of First Republic Bank in Brentwood, California, where there was a line out the door down the side of the building.
There was one in Boston, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. At First Republic?
Wells Fargo?
No, it was... I forget what bank it was.
When was this?
This was Wednesday, I believe.
Oh, okay,
because we covered it on
that.
The show, so it must have been Wednesday, yeah.
This week?
Yep.
Wednesday. Oh, okay, I had not heard about that one. What did you see? Or not? I guess you couldn't have seen it, David. But what did you hear about? He's blind. Go ahead.
Well, my thought as to why we're not seeing these bank runs seriously is probably because of ACH and electronic transfers. Because in 2008, when that bank went down, it took 10 days to go down. But that was also 2008, before we really did a whole lot of online banking.
Mm-hmm.
And these days, everybody does it. And so I can definitely see why it went down in 2 days.
Yeah, well, I mean, there has been the news this week that a lot of people have been transferring funds from smaller banks into larger banks. So people that are on these mid-sized banks, a lot of them are moving up to the so-called too-big-to-fail banks.
Know if that's a good idea necessarily.
I don't think it's a great idea at all.
I'm just getting swallowed up.
That's going to be a disaster when that goes down, because it's going to.
But that's, I think, the point you're making, David, is they're not pulling their money out of the banking system. They're just moving it from one bank to another, thinking that bigger is somehow safer.
Yeah, right. They're gonna regret that real fast. What I did when I heard about all this is I took my money, I moved it into my checking account, and then I took and went to local Monero, and I bought the entire thing's worth of Monero.
Wow, no way. That's awesome.
Nice.
Good for you.
I am out of here. I am keeping just enough dollars to pay my bills, and anything extra is going to local Monero, and I'm going to buy Monero with it. I'm getting out of this thing.
Now, local Monero is a site that's related to agoradesk.com, if I recall. I think it was localmonero.co. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
They're owned by the same company, which is out of the British Virgin Islands.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know where they were located, because I was going to say if they're in the U.S., they better get the hell out, because they're going to be targeted by the federal government. But essentially, Local Monero is a site that in agoradesk.com is a site where you can buy both Monero or Bitcoin, so it's your choice. And they essentially do the same thing that local Bitcoins used to do back in the day. Local Bitcoins, by the way, recently announced they were closing. So they're not closed yet, but they've essentially turned off all trading. And they've told all the customers that if you have money with us, you better get it out within the next 12 months.
Well, at least they're telling you to get it out instead of just like closing up.
Yeah, they did give a heads up. Yeah.
And they're based in the U.S., local Bitcoins?
No, they were based in Finland.
Oh, okay.
But the governments of the world are coming after these companies.
Unfortunately.
And so kudos for local Monero and AgoraDesk for continuing to offer this service to allow people to buy and sell. We actually just happened to be talking about this tonight before the show, not in the studio, but at our Social Sunday meetup here where libertarians meet on Sundays here in the Keene area. This specific website came up. I can't go on crypto websites under my bail conditions, but Chris, who was there, said that he'd gone at some point and he felt like there weren't that many sellers on there, although he doesn't tend to have a good memory. So since you actually been there recently, David, what's it like? Are there a bunch of offers on the site or is it slim pickings as far as who you can buy from?
There are quite a few offers. Okay. Some of them are quite unattractive and want extremely high premiums.
Sure.
But you can either make your own offer for a lower premium or you can choose whatever the lowest premium for that category is. Like if you go to PayPal or whatever, some people want 10%, which is fine. Okay. And then other people are wanting 20, 30, 40, 50%.
Wow, that's crazy.
You know, I'm going to take the 10% one. Thank you very much.
We do have Joe on the line in New Mexico listening on Kiva. Go ahead, Joe.
On to this ridiculous political persecution of the man, zero doubt in my head that it is completely political.
Well, of course it is.
I think the attorney general, if you want to call him that, I think he was pressured into this. They're trying to turn a misdemeanor into some kind of felony, and it's silliness.
Now, is this, when you say the attorney general, are we talking about the state of New York or the federal one?
Well, I think the state of New York is that the one?
I don't know. That's the thing. Is this going to be a federal charge or is this going to be a state of New York charge? I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, I had already heard it was state.
Okay. So. All right. That's interesting.
And we all have to do our due diligence and find out. But there's, you know what, with the murder rates soaring there and regular average everyday crimes that should be prosecuted are not being done, I don't think that anybody, even the people on the left, could deny this is completely political. It's an embarrassment. This man should be disbarred. He needs to be removed from his position of power, what power he has, because he's a pawn. You know, and he's not willing to stand up and do what's right.
The story that I have from the Daily Mail does mention that the Manhattan district attorney is the one involved in this. So, yeah, it does sound like this may not be a federal charge at all in that case.
Well, okay. So, in any case, whichever it is.
Oh, yeah, of course it's political. It's obviously completely political. It seems to me like they're grasping at straws. If this is the best that they've got.
Whatever state they come from, I mean, he's living in Florida right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are they going to extradite him?
They will.
Are they going to drag him out of there, you know?
Absolutely, they will.
He's already offered to surrender himself, if this happens. It's an embarrassment.
All right.
What
do you think is going to come out of this, though? I mean, do you think that there's going to be massive protests? What's your prediction?
I don't have a prediction. You know what I'm gonna analyze is that they're trying to appease their base. These people are they're out of their minds with just hate for somebody who's done nothing wrong. I heard nothing besides the entire 4 years he was president. He's just lining his pockets.
I mean, that's the thing if they're gonna if they think this is gonna appease their
net value when he was president, it's ridiculous. Every bit about it is ridiculous, but you cannot reason with somebody who's unreasonable.
Go ahead, Major.
Hey, is the captain jump ship on you guys?
The captain.
Second Sunday in a row.
He is in Seattle doing some recording in a music studio.
Oh, okay. So anyway, this must be warrant news night. NATO has issued a warrant for Putin on war crimes.
Really?
I think that was
I don't think you guys have covered.
I didn't hear about that.
And, I heard it was the ICC. I don't know what that stands for. Is that a part of NATO?
International Criminal Court.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess he was Putin was child trafficking or human trafficking
really?
Children out of Ukraine.
Really?
Like, really?
Don't they all do that?
I think they're charging him with the atrocities in the Ukraine. But anyway, I got another one from the Department of Justice, and this is right up the whole Trump thing. They are issuing another 1,000 arrest warrants for January 6th.
Jeez.
Isn't it a little late for
how
that?
Many,
like,
well, how many
give
have
the
they
rest.
Gone through so far?
They just can't quit chewing on the same damn bone.
But how many people have they prosecuted so far on that?
Oh, I don't know. What was the original count? I forget. Maybe 600 and something?
Yeah, about 600 is what I heard.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of people are on no-fly lists, even if they weren't arrested or whatever.
Well, great way to stack more people up with felony charges and ruin their lives.
Yeah,
you
the
could
US
put them in a 15-minute city, maybe instead of send them to prison, put them in a 15-minute city.
Yeah, they want to intimidate people into not having protests in the future, right? Like, oh, if you protest in the wrong way at the wrong place, then we'll ruin your life,
right.
Is what they're trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm. They'll put a business card in your door.
They don't want people, they want sheeple.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. All right, so 1,000 more indictments coming for January 6th, right as Trump is asking people to hit the streets in his favor. It's going to be interesting to see if something materializes from what Trump, because something will, right? Because the feds at the very least are going to show up so they can rile people up and possibly get them to do something violent so they can arrest them.
Sounds like they're just turning the burner up on the pot. Like, let's just take it up one more notch. Let's
is Trump part of this? Is this all part of trying to?
I don't know. He's not in the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
It could be, you know, the divide and conquer World Economic Forum, you know.
Let's go to this caller. You're on the air. Caller, what is your name? You're on Free Talk Live.
All right. My name is Rick, and I'm calling from Brandon, Mississippi.
Rich, welcome, sir.
Let's go, Brandon.
You're on the air.
Fantastic. Guys, I hate to enlighten you to something, and you can call me whatever name. That's fine.
All right.
Our votes do not count anymore. Guys, this is the Netflix. This is the Broadway show that tells us our votes count. It's all a song and dance, people. People are not elected in this country anymore. They are placed.
It's been that way for a long time.
Yeah, since JFK, I think.
Joe Biden was placed. He was not elected. We do not. We go through all this song and dance, voter election fraud.
Mm-hmm.
These machines are tricked. You know, the paper ballots. Guys, it's a show.
Well, what would it matter? I think it's always been a show. Like, what, at least in our lifetimes, probably in our parents' lifetimes and so on. But what would it matter if the votes did count? Because if all you're voting for is a bunch of scum, which is usually who's running for office, then what does it matter?
Okay, unfortunately, you wouldn't have a job because you have nothing to talk about.
Oh, no. There's always
there'd still be plenty.
Humans are always conflicting with one another over something.
The people that don't believe the election was real and it was stolen, you know, they're not getting support from the Republican Party. And they're not. Guys, look over here. Look at this shiny object. Look over here. We're talking about this. None of it matters, guys. This country is being run by China. We are just a pawn. We are a subsidiary of China.
Now, that's an interesting theory, because I've heard also that it's being run by Great Britain as well. So, I mean, both things probably aren't true together.
China runs it all.
So why are they, so is the whole, like, right now there's this big push against China, right? So Joe Biden's supposed to be cracking down on China, etc. Is that all for show? Are they just trying to get you to think that they're against China?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, you might as well turn on Gilligan's Island reruns and watch the guys, because none of this matters. What you're talking about when it comes to Republicans this, the Democrats this, guys, it's all a distraction, because the real deal is how many different parts of this country are being run by the communist China.
Now what is the evidence for it? I mean, it's an interesting theory, but, I mean, what do you have to back it up?
Do we really need to talk about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all the money and all the connections, and how every time we run out of something in this country because it's manufactured in China, lithium batteries, we got to have electric cars. Guess what the number one provider of lithium in this country is? China. everything is dependent upon China.
Mm-hmm.
And without China's manufacturing, because we've shut down our manufacturing and all of our supply chains are being destroyed, we can't get ships in, we can't get rail cars where they need to be. You know, it's almost like a movie. You know, mm-hmm. if you're watching a movie, it's almost like turning on Netflix. I don't know if you remember an old movie called Logan's Run years ago. Once you turn 30, your little dot on your head turned red, and you went to the arena. And if you made it to the ceiling, then you got to live beyond 30. Nobody ever lived beyond 30. It was all a farce. Guys,
what do you do about it? Okay, let's accept that what you're saying is true. What do you propose?
Well, as a believer of Jesus Christ as my Savior, he needs to come on quickly because we are done. And I'm ready
so no
to
answer. There's no
so,
answer beyond the rapture.
But what do you want? The second coming? Is that what the answer is?
You got it, baby. He needs to come on now because this scripture says it is time. We have every sign. We've had every curse that needs to take place, and he's come home to take his children home with him.
Okay. Meanwhile, let's say he doesn't come back. Do you have another plan?
He's coming, brother. He's coming.
Okay.
I mean, they've been saying that for like 100 years.
They have been saying that for a very, very long time.
They just keep pushing it back.
What do we do in the meantime?
Some people believe he already came back. There's the preterists who believe that.
You keep studying his word. You keep believing in it. It's true because that is the only truth.
Well, I don't. I'm a pantheist.
Right, but what do we do in the meantime before this happens maybe in 2025? What do you do for the next 2 years?
Apparently, you just keep reading the Bible.
Just
keep
reading.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then you'll get it. See? Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What is your name?
Turd Ferguson is my name.
Turd, you're on the air.
Yeah, so the reason why I'm calling is because I wanted to discuss briefly the true nature of reality.
Let's get deep.
And whether or not the universe actually exists if we're not looking at it, which I don't actually believe it does. And I base that on the science experiments, particularly the double slit experiment, which
explain that. What is the double slit experiment?
So the double slit experiment on the quantum level is when scientists are able to send an electron basically through two slits, and it either and actually when they do this it forms a wave pattern on the other end for them to see until they try to figure out which until they go in and figure out which slit it went through, in which case it actually then turns into a particle and actually solidifies. So basically when they try to observe the electron, it stops acting as a wave and acts as a particle. And of course, everything in the universe is made up of atoms, these little tiny microscopic quantum things called atoms. And it is the same deal when we're not looking at something. It exists in a cloud of superposition and doesn't actually solidify and turn into an object until we look at it. And we have science to prove this. And I base that on Werner Heisenberg and Niels Bohr's Copenhagen interpretation when they first did this experiment.
Yeah, that's very interesting stuff. I've heard this before as well, Turd, but what's the takeaway from that? What does that actually mean?
How does this have to do with Trump?
It means Donald Trump sucks. No, it means that the universe is biocentric and that life, in fact, creates the universe, not the universe creates life.
Mm.
And the Big Bang Theory is actually wrong. It only appears that way because we're looking into the cosmos and we see, and it just gives us the illusion of what we see, which is the radiation in the cosmos and the fact that the universe is expanding, even though by the scientists' own theory of physics, if the Big Bang actually was a thing, by their own laws of physics, the universe would be slowing down as far as its expansion, but it's not. It's speeding up. So that's a big problem for their theory there. But
what would that mean, though, if it's speeding up rather than slowing down, or vice versa?
I'm not smart enough to tell you what it means. All I know is that their theory is wrong, because if it was right, it would be slowing down, and the way inertia works in their own laws of physics, because it's all the same scientists that believe in inertia that believe in the Big Bang Theory, right?
Yeah.
But the bottom line is the universe is biocentric, in that biology creates the universe, And the only reason it exists in the first place is because we're looking at it.
It's an interesting theory.
Yeah, I think that's also a very interesting theory. What does that mean for, you know, the idea of God? Do you think that that we are part of God?
I think that the experiment is proof that there's something that we can't see that's going on in the quantum world.
Mm-hmm.
I personally do believe in God. I don't know if it's a man in the clouds that's waving his hand over the earth and making things happen, but I do believe that that the double slit experiment and the way it works is proof of God. I can also tell you that John Wheeler, who is one of the greats, he, you know, worked with Einstein and all those guys, using this same quantum theories and quantum technology, he was actually able to change the path that a beam of light took around a quasar millions of years ago in the present. So that's just another thing that quantum physics has been able to prove.
We were talking about what's going on in France, mm-hmm. and Nikki, according to the story you were sharing, they are bringing out the water cannons.
Fill the water cannons.
And there's fires being set by the protesters.
Yeah, bricks being thrown.
Thousands of people are apparently in the streets, yep. and all of this is over a change of 2 years, apparently, to the retirement age, potentially raising it from 62 years to 64 years.
And I almost have a hard time believing that, you know? Like, there must be something else. Maybe there's not. Maybe it really is just the retirement age.
It's usually, you know, in the case of these, remember the yellow vests, there's always these protests.
The color revolutions.
That are going on over there. It's almost always some sort of labor dispute.
Yeah.
Every time you see this stuff, it's just people in France don't want to work, is basically what this comes down to.
I mean, they already get their 3-hour nap in the middle of the workday. What more do they want?
Do they get siestas in France? Is that
I think
there?
So.
Okay.
Maybe they're not napping. Maybe they're eating wine and cheese.
A latte lunch? I don't know.
I might move there. So anyways.
They have all kinds of things that like prevent them from getting fired once they get the job. Like there's all kinds of mandates in France to basically
it's like a giant DOT over there.
With a bunch of lazy
people. You show up early. Don't show up early. Show up right
They can't
on time.
Fire you, basically.
Yeah. You show up late, you're okay.
So 310 people were arrested overnight. I believe that was Friday night.
That's a lot of people.
Yep. Mostly small scattered protests were held in cities around France from a march in Bordeaux, I think I'm pronouncing that right, to a rally in Toulouse. Port officers in Calais temporarily stopped ferries from crossing the English Channel to Dover. Some university
campuses.
What do they
got against ferries?
I know, right?
They're protesting.
Some university campuses in Paris were blocked, and protesters occupied a high traffic ring around the French capital.
Mm-hmm.
So there's protests all over the country, essentially, from blocking the ferries to going to Dover to universities.
Meanwhile, Americans are just sitting pretty and
fat,
and
lazy,
happy.
And happy.
Yep, yep, nothing wrong here.
Also, Paris garbage collectors extended their strike for a 12th day with piles of foul-smelling rubbish growing daily in the French capital.
Just throw it in the fire.
Is this unrelated?
Get rid of
this. No, this is... Yeah, so I think they're protesting, because they've been protesting, so they're protesting labor conditions as well.
So this is over something else.
But I think it is due to them changing the retirement.
Because that's kind of a crappy thing to do, right? Like, you're actually going
to work for 2 more years of working in the garbage.
Right, but I mean, if everybody else is upset about this, why are you going to make it harder for them to, like, live, right? Like, piling up garbage.
So, really what it is, so I guess
you're hurting
several,
the average person, I guess.
Right, so call your religious leader. Right.
So, several different, I guess, Total Energies, it's a company, as they're also protesting there, mm-hmm. so I guess a lot of different companies and, you know, whatever, trash people, they're protesting, and it is because of the retirement age.
Well, so what they should be doing is taking the garbage and dumping it on the front lawn of
the parliament
right?
Yeah, well, they don't,
or
they
their
don't
homes, their private homes,
right,
or something,
right.
Yeah, I mean, that would probably be more effective,
but that would actually be
instead,
working
exactly then, that's the point,
well,
they don't want to work.
Right.
So
Saheed is on the line in Maryland. Saheed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to talk about religion, pretty much like always.
Sure. And you are a Muslim?
Yeah. And so I just wanted to say that, first caller, the point that you brought up about all the different books and how truth can be pretty much everywhere and, you know, different peoples in different nations, different times, they get a certain message. And overall, it kind of looks the same if you got to keep an open mind, right? Well, that's pretty much all what the Quran talks about. That's like the majority of the subject that it speaks about in the Quran is about people denying things that they should be accepting. That's actually inside their own books, but they rather deny it because of, you know, sectarian divisions, you know?
Well, one thing that the Quran says, if I recall correctly, because I did read it when I was in jail for civil disobedience over a decade ago, is that that Jesus was a prophet and one of many prophets. But then it says, and I think this is one area where it's wrong, is that Muhammad was the last prophet. And you know, my belief is that God or the universe or whatever you want to call it, that power that's out there that's you know greater than us, is continuing to speak. Like he didn't just say, oh, this is the last time I'm ever going to communicate with you, my creations. And yeah. And so I think that's where the Muslim, one of the things they get wrong. But anyway, go ahead.
Yep. I agree. I actually think that most Muslims are wrong on that as well, because it comes down to interpretation. Mm-hmm. It does say seal of the prophets, and there's a difference between a prophet and a messenger. And there's like a difference in like not just translation, because it gets down to it's all about Arabic and whatnot. So
I see. Okay.
There's people, and plus there's plenty of different schools of thoughts when it comes to Islam or any religion, really.
Sure,
so,
of course.
When it comes to Jesus being being a prophet versus God, they had that conversation back within the first, you know, 10 years of Jesus passing away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They had, like, divisions with the Essenes and the Nazarenes, I think. And so it's kind of interesting how people can have, like, the same conversation in different religions and even come to similar conclusions as one group, but then still have a huge divide because people aren't looking at the history, just looking at the current, like, how do you describe it? Like the kind of like the settled science kind of thing, you know, even though they're having that debate not too long ago, it's kind of like settled at a certain point. And so it's kind of like everybody's dug in.
Yeah, that does tend to be the case with people in their religious beliefs. They do get very dug in and very close-minded to other people who may have very similar beliefs. I mean, this is one of the things that Christians don't understand about Islam is that Islam believes in a lot of the stuff in the Bible. It's just that they have a few, mm-hmm. you know, quibbles.
Well, that's why they need the fear-mongering, so people yeah. will still subscribe to their religion rather right. than, you know, opening up their beliefs. Like, oh, well, you yep. can't and, be a Muslim, though, because you'll go to hell.
Yeah.
Lake of fire. Yeah.
And the same thing happens in Islam as well, of course.
Sure, of course it does.
But one thing on top of that I did want to mention is that what is it? That something that, you know, I like to look into the words and the history, etymology of words.
Mm-hmm.
And do you guys know the two words that are the two names of God that's used the most and starts with every single chapter of the Quran? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You might hear that from other Muslims. That the Rahman and Rahim actually mean, if you look into the etymology, I posted in the Odyssey, it actually means love and mm-hmm. compassion and mm-hmm. mercy.
God is love.
And that's like the, mm-hmm. yeah, that's like the number one name that you use other than Allah, of course, which is you know, just is a generic word for God. But just wanted to mention that, you know.
Let's talk to Joe. He's in Maryland. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Let's talk about Trump. Remember I told you he was the wild card?
In what way is he a wild card?
Okay. Remember I told you the Council of Nine, who the families that ruled the world in secret.
And yeah, you did mention something about that on a recent call.
Right, and Trump and Putin, they're wild cards. Well, with Putin, with that, you know, weak indictment with NATO, which...
You're talking about where they're charging him with whatever, Putin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's really nothing. But with Trump, they want to silence him. And that's what they're trying to get, where he's not able to run and win again, you know, win the presidency again. Because
well, isn't there some kind of obscure rule in the federal code that says if you get charged with something, I don't know if it's felony or not, what the rule is, but that disbars you from, or bars you rather, from running for president?
Right. If it's a felony, but misdemeanors, okay. You still run.
Got it.
So I think they're they're trying to get rid of him. And because if he becomes president again, he gets, you know, more power than he should. And who knows what the hell is going to happen if he wins. But let's talk about the French people.
Okay, sure.
And you guys were talking about, you know, they're lazy and stuff like that, right? But the French people are a great nation. They were the ones who, like, in 1848 started where they rebelled against the governments and stuff like that.
I mean, yeah, but these aren't the same people, though. Historically, maybe. I mean, I come from French ancestry. I'm over half French, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about generations later, right? I mean, these are people who've been hooked on welfare for a long time.
They gave us the Statue of Liberty. Come on.
I also want to say...
Yeah, because they didn't need it, right?
I also want to say that I don't like making generalizations of, like, entire countries. So we're not saying that the entire country of France is lazy. And maybe there is, and I said earlier in the show, there might be more to these protests. It might just, you know, I'm just reading what the media has to say about it. Maybe there's more to it than just they're increasing the or decreasing their retirement age by 2 years.
Increasing it.
Increasing
it. 62 and it's going to go 64. Anyway, Joe?
I'm just saying that the French people got a lot of these protests started like in 1848 where they got Charles X to abdicate because when they were rebelling and stuff like that, he wouldn't fire on the French people. And he wouldn't, you know, unleash the cannons and bullets on them. Now, in that time span, the English, they made a deal and they made concessions to their people. But the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the German Empire, and the Russian Empire, they all fired the cannons on the people and just crushed their revolution.
Doing that here in the United States. I mean, not the cannons per se, but a rounding people up
water
by the
cannons.
Thousands
Bring
after the
water
fact.
Cannons.
Well, you know what? Maybe with this thing and Trump protesting, that'll start alerting the government that they should be treating us better. Because
I don't think so.
That's going to happen.
I doubt that.
Well,
it's going to get worse before it gets better. I mean, the whole federal government's going to have to come down. And I'm not talking about through violence. I just mean it's going to come down through economics over time. It's not going to last, but they're not going to get nicer towards the end.
No.
Right. I agree with you because, you know, this system is broken. It was supposed to be a republic. And
well, from that perspective, I mean, you can say that, but from the perspective of those who wish to be in charge, it's working quite well. I mean, they have total rule over this landmass. They have the ability to print money at will and give it to their buddies. So, I mean, things are working pretty good. It's just not going to last forever for them.
Yeah, that is a horrible thing.
And they know that. They know that the time's limited. They're trying to stretch
it out. But they're all old. They don't care. Right. It's going to probably last the rest of their lifetime.
Yeah.
So they don't care if they destroy the value of the dollar. They don't care about any of the lasting repercussions of this because they won't be alive to see it.
Yeah,
so
and their kids,
they're sitting pretty now.
If they care about their children, I mean, these are psychopaths, so they probably don't. But even if they care about their children, they know they're going to be okay, right?
Yeah,
like you
they're
know,
set up.
They're going to be fine. They got plenty of wealth, so even if the dollar crashes and burns, I'm sure they're not going to be eating canned food at the end of the day.
Where do you put your money?
Well, we're not financial advisors here, so this isn't financial advice. But I would say what I would do if I were legally allowed to was I'd be buying some crypto.
Absolutely,
personally, and I am allowed to buy gold and silver. Though I'm not prohibited. For listeners that don't know, I'm on bail conditions or pre-sentencing conditions by the federal government for victimless crimes. But I would buy those things and keep as little in cash as possible. Because, you know, you're still going to have some cash to pay certain bills and whatever. You never know what's going to happen. And the other thing, I guess the risk to this, though, is obviously, you know, crypto prices can go down. Okay, so you don't know what's going to happen. But you know the value of the dollar is going to go down.
Yep.
The question is, how quickly is the value of the dollar going to go down?
Right.
Also, another question is, what other dirty tricks is the federal government going to use to try to keep you out of being able to exit crypto? And what I mean by that is... Let's say you go all in, which I would not recommend that you do, but let's say you put everything into cryptocurrency and you're going to rely on these different tools that are out there to help you spend your crypto into the dollar system. So by that, I mean there's
converting.
Like these, yeah, there's
yeah,
like
the
these
credit cards and stuff
right?
like that.
So yeah,
yeah,
debit cards that are denominated in dollars, but you can fuel them with your cryptocurrency account. Well, what if the federal government targets those guys?
And those are banks.
Of course. Every debit card is backed by a bank at some point. So what if they target those banks that have the agreements with those companies to offer those cards? The cards get shut down, and then they're targeting the cryptocurrency exchanges to make it difficult for you to exchange out of crypto into dollars. So is it possible the federal government, so this would be like the worst case scenario for crypto, is are they going to close all the exits to crypto? It seems like they're trying to do that. It may be difficult for them to accomplish it, but they're trying to intimidate the banks. You know, Signature Bank, the bank that failed last weekend, or they say didn't fail, but was seized by regulators to protect the investors.
The investor.
They had 25% of their accounts were cryptocurrency businesses. And so the theory is that the federal government is targeted that bank specifically. Another bank that was crypto friendly went out of business 2 weeks ago, which was called Silvergate Bank out in California. They voluntarily closed after they were involved in the FTX situation. So it's like, yeah, okay, two banks that were pretty heavy on being friendly to cryptocurrency businesses have been closed.
Yeah, like, I mean, that could be a scare tactic to get us at the CBDC. Like, Bitcoin is bad. Only, you know, criminals use Bitcoin. Like, I mean, that's the narrative all the time. I mean, if you've got a lot of crypto, maybe just get a one-way ticket to El Salvador. Just keep it in your back pocket. Go down there and spend it.
Well, I mean, El Salvador, that guy's throwing people into prison without any kind of
Bukele's very Bitcoin friendly. I mean,
even
he's
good
get
on
the
Bitcoin,
volcano,
but he's also a dictator. I mean, that's the only problem there is like there's he's
yeah.
In
what's
the
yeah? You know what's more important?
Right into the lake of fire.
Yeah, I'm sure if you're a rich gringo or whatever, you're probably safe in El Salvador because you know you got money. They're gonna probably leave you alone. But I don't know if I could sit there and just watch as they're rounding people, literally rounding people up with the mere accusation of a crime. They're saying, we believe you're a gang member.
You've got tattoos all over your face.
Right. So you're a gang member, even if, you know, you gave it up 10 years ago or whatever. Oh, well, you're a gang member and we're going to take you into a new facility that they built to hold 40,000 people forever with no charges. And then good luck getting out.
Right. I mean, that's far scarier to me than losing money.
Yeah. So El Salvador, it's hard to get excited about.
Well, I'm saying, like, what are you going to do with all your Bitcoin if you can't spend?
Like, New Hampshire.
I
can buy stuff with crypto here.
You can, but...
No, I accept crypto for services.
But that breaks down at some point. Unless enough people are accepting cryptocurrency, someone has to leave it at some point.
You've got to get it into the system. You got to make it liquid.
Yeah, if you go down to Mighty Moose Mart and you buy some food or whatever off the shelf at the convenience store, if you buy some food there with crypto, eventually they got to buy more food, and
the distributor is taking crypto
so like, and maybe those things would start to happen in a financial disaster situation,
but that's an if.
But again, it's still that question of how do you go from one form of money to this alternative.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.